Okay. Okay, so we are going forward in Perkhes. He's talking about all these Lashalur Rishma. So he says further, he says that, so we've been saying that there's three levels of Shalur Rishma. You could be doing it, what's it called? Just, you know, because not for Lashem Shemayim, but not for any bad intentions, not Lashma. One is for covet. One is Kedei Lakanter, is to, you know, be able to upset the other people, to get on top of the other people. You know, so that's not nice. So the that's not okay. So he says these three will have different Elam Haba. The guy who's Shalom, not Shalom Lashma, will get a good Elam Haba, but he's going to be jealous. He's going to be a little bit like, oh, I see those guys are Lashma guys. That's even starker, you know? So the Lashma guys, he'll be even happier with. All right? The guy that did it to be called Rebbe will be embarrassed in Olam Haba. From himself, he's like, this tacket doesn't make sense what I did. The guy that did it to get covered. But the guy that did it, Lakanter, he's going to be on the stage and everyone's going to make fun of him. It's a different level. You did it to hurt others, in Olam Haba, you're going to be the butt of all the jokes. So he says, you know, the exact level to which you were busy in Olam Hazeh, that's the level, not just what mitzvah you did, but the attitude with which you did it will translate into Olam Haba. And how you get it and what's going to be the attitude of the people around you and your relationship with those people in Olam Haba as well. So it's interesting how he puts that down. Now, he says, interesting thing here. He says, "Lemaisa, you know, a tzaddik, everything he does is lishma. Gam ha'achila u'shari nani aguf is kodesh. Oisim hakol l'shem shemayim. Aval yesh bnei adam shagam teirosim u'maseim atoyim mein el lispar. They're doing just for kavod, and they're not shaykh to bnei olam haba. He calls them bnei gehenna." Whatever. Now, speaking of getting straight to the point. Yeah. So, Vihine. So, he says an interesting point here. He says, Kasha me'od, lilmoid tamid b'cheshek l'shem shemayim. It's very difficult to always be learning with cheshek l'shem shemayim. So, he says, if you want to get a Musar Haskel, go learn from the people that are learning Shalom Lishma. The people that learn Shalei Shema have gevaldik cheshek straight the whole time. They come with the whole thing every day. They're all in. So kach yilmad b'leiv shalem l'shem shemayim. Take from those people Musar. If they could be all involved in the l'shem shemayim, then in the Shalei l'shem shemayim, then we should be able to be all involved in the l'shem shemayim as well. Okay. Now he says, what happens if you're in the midst of this, or you're about to daven, or whatever it is, whatever the Indian you're about to be involved in bark on, and you feel the shaloi lishma is very strong. Look, I'm starting to feel good over here, you know, everyone, you know. And you're starting to feel very, whatever. So he says, okay, so maybe you would think, fine, but it took Shalom Lishma, Bolishma, I'm going forward. So he said, no. He says, if that's what you feel at that moment, stop. Learn 10 minutes Musar, then go do the mitzvah. That's what he says. It's Geshayet Tzahara, Mesis Es Ha'odam, Lilmoid L'Shem Hana'a, you can't stop the Yitzhara. So you're going to go forward? You know, so don't learn. Learn with the Musar. There's something you got to attack it straight on. You know what? No, I'm not going to move forward with this Kavana. I'm going to take a break. Very interesting there. Now, I don't think so. We're so in touch with our Kavanas, like we're... I'm doing this, that. Let's change my mind. I think we're kind of just like,
and we go and do.
we'll just go and do it. And, you know, I don't think we're super in touch with that. But he says, if a person feels the L'shem Shemayim is not strong enough and he's about to go ahead and do a Gvaldik mitzvah, Shalei L'shma, and he thinks to himself, Shalei L'shma, Bal L'shma, great, I have that in my back pocket, says, I'm going to stop. Take out a Musa Sefer, learn some Musa, and let that be inspire you. Okay? Fine. Now he moves on to another topic, slightly different topic. He starts talking now about the spiritual connection that Talmidei Chacham have with Torah. Someone that learns Torah is spiritually connected. So he says, Kol Chacham oyle nishmasay b'chol layla l'mesivta shomayla. So he says, every time a Chacham, the Nishama goes up to Shemayim, lahasik shom mashiyef shalahasik b'hakitz, to get yediyas in Torah of things that he cannot achieve in this world while he's awake. And listen to this line of the Gra. This piece of the Gra is brought in Mishlei. Okay? And he says, v'zeu kol tachas b'riyas Hashem. People ask, why did Hashem create the world in such a weird way? The world's 20, you have to live 24 hours through a day, but you got to sleep 8 of them. So just make 16 hours in a day and call it a day. Like, why does Hashem create the mitzias that people need to sleep? So Rav Hirsch says, because you need to have a new beginning. You need to be able to start your day fresh. You need to get clear out your mind. Okay, today's going to be a new Haskalah. If it would just be a never-ending cycle, with no sleep and no stop to the day, then you had a bad day, you just have a bad life. you know, a person like, I had a bad day tomorrow, I got to sleep so I can start off, you know, get off to a good start tomorrow. So you need that concept of getting off to a good start. That's what Hirsch says. It's a very practical concept. The Goyim says, no, Api Kabbalah is not like that. Api Kabbalah is because a person has to be able in this world to have a connection to a purely spiritual existence without the guf at all. And the only way that you can have a purely spiritual existence without the guf is when you're sleeping. And that's why prophecy comes when you're sleeping for most Nevi'im, except for Moshe Rabbeinu. And there's certain giluyim in Torah that you can only achieve when you're not connected with the guf. And, you know, Big Talmidei Chachamim, Big Talmidei Chachamim, the Goyin, says, you know, he got many giluyim at night when he was sleeping. There's all the Talmidei Chachamim, that while they're sleeping, they get up out of the bed, start writing down chidushim, go back to sleep. And Shmuel Rozovsky, or Shimon Panovich. So he would get up almost nightly and write down chidushim and go to sleep. It's not that long ago. It's talking about in the 80s. We're not talking, you know, with the Gilma Gain in 1730, talking about our generation. You know, I even had a boy with me in Shiva that was like that. And he fell asleep with his Gemara and he would wake up in the night and continue writing tradition. He ended up marrying the Rashi's granddaughter, and he's a big time chacham this guy today. Now, the next piece in the going is in a tremendously interesting piece. Masha mechadesh al pipshat, tzorach li yismachuban al pisoy. Everything in Torah, there's four dargas in Torah, right? Hargis, pshat, remesh, drush, soid. So he says, anything that's correct in the world of pshat will be correct in the world of soid. You may, right, will be correct in the world of soid, because Torah is emes, and it's emes all the way through. So if you want to say a correct pshat, what you're saying has to be that it's oiskahaltim in the world of soid as well. Well? Yeah. I told you, right? Yeah, so I said one time in Maisa that Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky told me that he was sitting with Talmud Chacham, and Talmud Chacham with his Rebbe. He was sitting with his Rebbe, and Talmud Chacham walks in. And Talmud Chacham says, that I want to tell you that I went through the entire Sefer of the Brisker Rav al hatayra, and every shtickle there is mechuvan al pi darizal also. Now, the Brisker Rav was not known for his Kabbalistic knowledge. I'm sure he had it, but he was not mefarsing that. So it was a strange comment. You know, every piece in the Brisker Rav is mechuvan al pi darizal. So the person came, the Rebbe said to the Talmid Chacham, said, you think that you're coming and telling me a chiddush about the Brisker Rav, of the godless of the Brisker Rav. You're not telling me anything about the Brisker Rav. You're telling me about the godless of Torah, not the godless of the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav wasn't sitting there trying to say a pshat that worked with the Arizal. But the Brisker Rav was saying the emes of Torah in the world of pshat. But the emes of Torah in the world of pshat is also the emes of Torah in the world of Sod. So therefore, if the Arizal says something, it has to fit with the Brisker Rav, because they're both the full emes, and they're both Torah's emes, and therefore it can't be that a person that understands Torah fully would say, well, in pshat it's like this, but inside it's like that. No, there has to be a consistency. Right. So therefore, you come in and tell me every piece of the Brisker Rav is mechuvan al pi darizal, telling me about the godless of Torah, that the emes of pshat will be the emes in Sod as well. It's an amazing word. So he says here, when the Chacham finds out about the depths of Torah when he's older, Oz Maven, he realizes that everything he was Mechadash in Pshat is also correct. So he may not have realized it, but if he put in the proper Amelos and he really got the right Pshat, eventually if he learns Sod, he'll realize that it fits. That's what the Goyim writes. Very fascinating. I feel a pshat in a bar beyond this. He says you can't really fully understand pshat without sod. You know, that's a different story. Okay, so he goes on a few more things about Torah. The order here is then he goes about tefillah, and after that he talks about olam haba and tchias mason. So some interesting stuff. All right, shkoyach everyone. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Shkoyach. Thank you. Good night.
Good night.